Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA this morning says it has delayed its report of export sales until tomorrow due to adverse weather in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, the Midwest direct hog markets today are called mostly steady amid moderate interest from packers for weekend and next week delivery. Terminals are called mostly steady, with top prices from $43.50 to $48. Peoria called steady today, with the top price of $43.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, February 14th. Negotiated swine purchases were 10,809 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $57 to $69. The weighted average was $66.64, a gain of $2.08 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.49 to $54.65, and the weighted average was $51.57. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated prices were $12,567. The base price range was $58 to $68.50. The weighted average was $64.67, a gain of 7 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.82 to $54. The weighted average, $51.55.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave, and a quieter morning out there. The wind has died down, and that's allowing roads to get cleaned up pretty well here. A lot of progress made in the last 24 hours, and here in Champaign County, the county road crews are working now to widen the road, so that's really a good sign. The road's very passable late yesterday and overnight. Now they're even getting wider and also getting ready for the next snow. We do have an Alberta Clipper system heading this way, and that's going to provide a blanket of powdery snow across much of the two-state area Friday night into Saturday, and some snow showers lingering into Saturday night. And the onset of the snow will be before sunset, most likely, in northwestern and west central Illinois late afternoon on Friday, and then spread across the rest of the area as we go into Friday night and Saturday morning. And this will also be accompanied by some wind. Friday afternoon into Friday night, winds will be strong out of the southwest, and then the winds will slacken down just a bit during the day on Saturday, only to pick up again later in the afternoon Saturday into Saturday night, and at that point out of the northwest, and that'll usher in another little punch of Arctic air, so we'll have a chilly day on Sunday. Now, chilly weather's around today. A lot of rural locations with the snow cover below zero this morning. It'll be below zero again tomorrow morning. It will be above zero, though, on Saturday morning, as we'll have the cloud cover and some of that snow falling. And then temperatures in some places could get below zero again as we get into maybe Monday morning as it clears out. Then it looks like milder air tries to push right back in here, and that will be ahead of another weather system that we're not sure of the track on yet, but we could get into another winter storm for at least parts of the Midwest on Wednesday. One model we look at has the center of low pressure tracking into the Tennessee Valley on Wednesday, and if that's the case, we'll be on the cold side. The question just is, where will the heaviest precipitation fall? Will it be southern sections of Illinois and Indiana or farther north? So time will tell on that, but we're still in an active weather period here, and we're going to continue with winter for a while, and it looks like the snow cover is going to be lasting in many areas until at least the end of the month. Now, the southern third of Illinois and Indiana is snow-free or has very little snow cover, so that'll start to melt, but the places that have about a foot of snow, it's going to last for a while. Now, as we turn to the southern hemisphere, of course, the focus is on Argentina and Brazil. And during the last 24 hours, most of the Brazilian growing area is dry. The only exception, parts of Mato Grosso. It looks like some rain fell there, especially in northern and western portions of Mato Grosso. Now, Minas Gerais, southern Mato Grosso, and Goiás were mostly dry, and that's good news for them because they've been very, very wet of late. Now, farther south in Brazil, they really need the rain in Rio Grande do Sul, a big soybean-producing state. In Argentina, there were some areas of showers during the last 24 hours or so, including northern portions of Cordoba on into central Santa Fe, and also in far northern sections near the border with Bolivia and Paraguay. But still many areas in Argentina not picking up a lot of rain during the last 24 hours. Now, it does look like there's going to be some rain moving into some of the dry areas of eastern Argentina and southern Brazil. They are dry at the moment, and that's where there's some big concern, but it does look like some rain is likely for portions of eastern Argentina and for that important Brazilian state of Rio Grande do Sul. So we'll keep tabs on that. And meanwhile, Minas Gerais, Goiás, and Mato Grosso are in many locations too wet right now. They are getting a bit of a break in the action, but it does look like rain may return there next week. So conditions which started out very, very favorable for crops in Argentina and Brazil, many areas still okay, but we're now looking at the problem with dryness in Argentina and southern Brazil and wetness in the northern growing areas of Brazil. So we'll keep tabs on that for you, as that could impact things down the road. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City May wheat opened at 486 unchanged, last trade up 2.5. July, 490 unchanged, last trade up 3. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 452, up 1, last trade up 2.25. July, 477, up 1.75, last trade up 2.5. December, 495, up 1, last trade up 2. March corn opened at 408.75, up 0.5, last trade up 4.25. July, 428, down 3/4, last trade up 3.5. December, 401, down 0.25, last trade up 3. May 2008, 415, up 5, last trade up 5. March beans opened at 752.25, up 1.75, last trade up 4.5. July, 778.5, down 3/4, last trade up 4.5. November, 803.25, down 0.5, last trade up 5.25. March soybean meal opened at 222.80, up 20, last trade up $1. March soybean oil opened at 29.68, unchanged, last trade up 4. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
No export sales today. I guess D.C. is getting our snow now. What will traders trade in the lack of export news?
I think they'll try to continue to trade off the overnight trade, which was higher pretty much across the board. Doesn't look to be a whole lot of news, not anything on the export side. We'll maybe try to resurrect the ideas that came out from USDA on those 10-year projections. To me, they were pretty much standard, not too many big surprises. However, on the corn side, I thought one of the things that was very interesting was a 30 cents higher price projection for this upcoming crop year. The corn this morning probably will open somewhere between 2 and a nickel higher. We'll be looking for buy stops up above the market. Whether we can see March corn close today above 411.5, which would be kind of a friendly factor.
And the soybeans?
Soybeans, I think, will be up a penny to a nickel type of trade today. Two wet conditions in some pretty large soybean areas in Brazil, Mato Grosso, Minas Gerais, look to be firming for this market. Everybody's wanting to peg the Brazilian soybean crop up at 57, maybe 58 million metric tons. USDA is at 56. It'll be interesting to see, but the market will be firmer on that news.
We had an inside day yesterday after the previous day testing. It's low from January 10th at 447.5. Is that number going to hold?
I think probably it'll hold for a little bit in here. Without Monday markets, we could have a wild day tomorrow and again on Tuesday. I think the wheat market today will be a laggard as it has been, but a penny to 2.5 higher at the opening.
And very quickly, calls over at the Merck, please.
The Merck's probably going to be mixed. I would look for cattle futures to be up 20, maybe down 50, something like that. Packers are pretty darn short bought there. Certificates for delivery are going to pretty strong hands, too. On the hog futures, up 50, maybe down 30. Has had a really good run this week, really fueled by upside in the belly market. So I would anticipate seeing more strength in the front months.
Thank you very much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana.